Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And oh man.
Oh man, what?
We're going to play a game.
Oh, cool. Oh, do you have it up in front of you?
No, but I can get it.
Oh.
Let me get it.
Well, I was going to get it. That's why I have a computer in my lap. I thought we were going to do it right away, or we were going to do it later.
Well, we can chat, but I'm very excited about this game.
Yeah, no, I like it. We'll explain it in a bit, but this weekend, we finally got, since we're kind of just hashing things out before we get into our book, we got around to watching, Batman Bad Blood.
Yes, we did. Weekend. It was on Netflix.
It's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
And that was one of the DC animated movies that I knew came out. And
I must have completely missed it.
Well, came out like after Batman and Son, because that's when it takes place.
Mm.
And I feel like
we know I hated Batman and Son.
I feel like that movie went under the radar.
A lot of them after that, at least for me, they did. Because as soon as Damian Wayne started showing up, I didn't care anymore.
Yeah, yeah, you're really anti Damian.
I hate him. He just sucks so hard. I can't stand him. He's a little shit. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like stories about children.
No, I know.
Much care for shitty children, and he is a shitty child.
But yeah, Damian, he's in this movie. So basically, like, the premise of it is Batman is blown up.
Batwoman shows up in this movie.
Yeah.
And she's introduced. Batman gets blown up, and everybody thinks he's dead. So Nightwing has to be Batman, and Damian shows back up from hanging out with his mom to try to find him.
Yeah.
And what has happened is Talia has taken him, or Batman, hostage, and she's trying to, like, brainwash him into doing something.
Into doing, like, world-ruining things.
Sure. A thing. And there's also Heretic there, which is the clone of Damian Wayne that was, like, hatched inside the belly of a whale something. And this is from the comics.
Whales.
But in the comics, that Damian Wayne creature ends up killing Damian.
Has Damian been brought back already?
I assume so. I don't know.
I mean, I think this is before the rebirth. So they can probably...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's way before. This is like, you know, way back in the New 52.
Yeah.
In the comics, he kills Damian, which, yay. But in this one, he does not. And then also, this is also Batwing's origin.
Yeah.
Batwing shows up here, and I don't know if this is actually Batwing's origin, because I never read any of those.
I just know he was, I feel like Batwing's origin is he came about when Batman Inc. was started. And, you know, he was kind of like a representative of that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if,
he's not Lucius's son.
No, I think in the New 52, he was.
Okay.
Lucius's son.
All right.
But again, I never read any of that New 52 Batwing stuff, so I can't tell you.
Yeah. Does this felt like...
There were just so many of them in there. I was like, oh my God, there's so many Bat people.
Well, it felt like the Death and Return of Superman.
Yeah.
You know, with all the different versions of Batman. But, you know, in this one you had, you know, Batwoman, Batwing, and you had
new
Batman. And the
Batgirl shows up at the end. And
Batgirl's there, you know, at the end.
Damian.
Yeah. And then the whole thing where... Yeah, just weird things in this one, because it gets kind of trippy at one part where they're trying to dig into, like, Bruce Wayne's psyche.
Oh, yeah, and he's, like, in bed with three women, and then his parents are... Then he's in an alley with his parents, and then they're zombies, and he kicks his mom in the face.
Yeah.
It's real weird.
And then Damian bites him for some reason.
Yeah, Damian, like, bites him, like, in the stomach?
Yeah.
It's weird.
And then there's
some weird parts in this. You're like, what?
Yeah, Mad Hatter's in there.
There's a really gross part where, like, Nightwing is talking to Corey about coming over.
Oh, yes, yes.
And she's like, I forget how you feel. And I was like, oh, God, no, no, that's just no.
It's like, just sometimes when DC does.
You know, here's the thing. It's like, yeah, it's like when that's who, I don't know why, but it just weirds me out. But I love smut, so I don't know why it weirds me out.
Does it weird you out more when it's in the comic or more on a cartoon?
I think more on a cartoon.
Yeah.
In the comic, it wouldn't weird me out as much, I don't think. Maybe because it has something to do with, like, hearing it out loud and, like...
Yeah.
it being spoken. I don't know. There's just, there's something very, very weird about it. I don't know if it's because it's animated, because it's out loud. I don't know. Because you're like, yeah, I get it. Like, that's like a sexy thing people would say. Maybe sexy thing that people could say to each other. But at the same time, I don't know. There's just something about it that's just weird. Maybe it's the context, too, because he's like battling at the same time where he's like on the phone with her.
Well, I think we still have the same reaction if he was just walking down the street and they were saying that. I think he would be like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. It's weird. It's weird. I'm not exactly sure why, but it kind of weirded me out. I'm like, ew.
There's that, and there's like a lot of... I always mess up the word. Edible?
Yeah.
Edible kind of connotations, because like the clone, the heretic.
Yeah.
You know, which fucking awful name.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's like, why is he called heretic? Like, it's just dumb. It's like a religious thing. And he's like, I was like, I'm the heretic. I mean, you're just an ass.
Yeah.
You know, but he's like mother. You know, because Talia is his mother.
Yes.
You know, or
because he's a clone of Damien.
Clone of Damien. So yeah. he's like mother, I love you, and she's like, you know, whatever. It's not in a way like
I think the problem, you know,
like
too,
mother, I love my mother, but it's just like it's just kind of. Weird.
I think this is another one of those things where, like, and again, I didn't really read any of the New 52 with this in it, so I can't say how much was done, but
yeah,
I think a lot of times when you get these movies, they try to shove like four or five storylines into one.
Uh-huh.
And then things get a little short and kind of messy.
Yeah.
Because it might be interesting to hear about, you know, how Heretic actually feels. And, like, Matt Hatter is here, and he apparently plays a role in this, but nobody knows why. He's just there.
Yeah.
And he's just working for Talia, and you're like, what, why? And nobody knows. So there's a lot of that sort of, like, if it had room to breathe type of things, but obviously we're just trying to cram it into 90 minutes.
Right, yeah, and so. That just feels very condensed, and they try to get in as much, like, it's like, hey, look at all this cool shit we got now. Look at all these new characters, you know, we're trying to introduce all these characters here, you know, whatever.
Oh, and I do have to say that the end part of it is very the end of Incredibles 2.
Oh, right.
Where all these powerful people are on a thing that is in the air, and all of a sudden they're being brainwashed. And I was like, this is Incredibles 2. I've already seen this.
I think Incredibles 2 came out after that, so maybe they got ripped off.
Oh, I don't actually know when what came out.
Yeah, but we got around to watching that, you know, we watched some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watched, we decided to watch Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. It's been a long time since I watched that, and actually probably since I've been, like, a teenager, or at least a kid, at least definitely
years.
A kid.
Oh, yeah, it's been years. It's been probably decades since I've seen it.
Yeah, and that movie...
There were parts I remember very vividly, the heart getting ripped out, the snakes, you know, at the dinner table, the monkey brains, the passageway.
Yeah.
But there were other parts where I was just like, wait. Like, I didn't remember that movie starts with a musical number.
I knew that.
I didn't remember that at all. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I remember that, but I also wasn't aware as how annoying Kate Capshaw is.
Oh my god.
In that movie. I mean, and I know that's a common criticism for that movie. It's like, Jesus Christ, Willie, shut up, you know? But there's really, like, it's kind of like Judd Apatow directed it, because the lead woman is terrible.
It's kind of just like, you really hate women, don't you?
Well, wasn't the whole thing where...
Because it was just like, she cannot do anything but complain and whine.
What was it?
She has no capability. She has no thought. Nothing. The only thing she thinks about are, like, her nails and, like, you know, her agent and, like, you know, her career of, like, being a singer and getting to marry a rich Maharaja until she finds out he's a kid.
Yeah.
Like, she literally just cries and screams and doesn't do anything. She doesn't even attempt. Like, she wakes up first in the plane. There are no pilots, and it's heading towards a window, like heading towards a mountain. Instead of sitting in the fucking pilot seat and attempting to save their lives, she has to wake up Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break.
This movie fails the Bechdel test.
Well, there's no other women in it. It can't even attempt to pass it.
Oh, that's true.
Can't even take the test.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I can't think of any other women in this movie.
There are no other women in this
movie. There might have been, I mean, that have, except, like, speaking roles.
Except maybe some of those women in the village.
Right, but it's not like she's, like, sitting down.
She's
being
literally,
like,
the only woman.
Hey,
in this
let's
movie.
Talk about women's issues. Nope. Like, she's literally, you know.
She is the only woman in this movie.
Wasn't it though? Was it Steven Spielberg or George Lucas or somebody was going through a divorce at the time?
Oh, I don't know.
So
maybe
it was like, I just
women are bitches, right?
Because I just watched the film there, Cinemassacre. They have a thing every week where they just talk about movies. You know, it's kind of like a video version of a podcast in this way. But they've been talking about the Indiana Jones movies the past couple of weeks, and in particular this one. So, you know, they talked about this past week, so I was interested to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I watched that. We watched that. We watched Prince of Persia, where we hate movies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know,
I slept through it.
Not much to say about it.
I slept through it.
Yeah, and then I also watched some really shitty movies on Amazon. I watched this movie called Lone Wolf, which I was telling you about, where basically it's like a bunch of people's 80s hair.
Yeah.
Like, you think one of them's a werewolf, but ends up being a fucking guy that you don't never hear from in the movie.
Okay.
You know, it's just like, that guy is the werewolf? I was like, all right. And then I watched Zombie Lake, which I've been meaning to watch for a long time.
Mm.
And that movie's something.
Mm-hmm.
But there's quite a few. I had a cinema filled weekend.
Yes, you did.
And I bought some games, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, lots of fun. But yeah, so you want to play this game? Because I think you have
yes,
it up.
Yes, I do. I have it up, so I'm excited to play this game. Now, Gail Simone tweeted yesterday, it would be March 3rd, so that would be actually today. Is it March 3rd?
Today, tomorrow's March 4th.
Okay, so today is March 3rd. So she tweeted this earlier this morning. When we were taping, and she says, okay, a question yesterday led to this. And each of these pairs, which is your favorite? And then lists superhero pairs. So first one is Aquaman or Namor?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm more entertained by Namor.
Okay.
Namor's, I know that Aquaman is as far as like a character, you know, and they've done a lot to really, you know, at least, you know, to bring him in, obviously, into the zeitgeist with the movie and everything like that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But if I'm talking about more classic stuff,
yeah,
because that's usually where I lean to. I just like Namor being around because Namor's just a, he's just a big blowhard, just a big pompous ass,
mm-hmm.
but. You know, he's, I don't know, I just find him more interesting. Hmm. I mean, I'm okay with Aquaman, but he's never really done as much for me.
Yeah.
As I feel like Namor has.
Yeah, I get that. I think for me, I think my pick would definitely be Aquaman, and just because I know more about him. We've read some Namor on this show. You know, some Submariner goodness.
Yeah, we've read a few both.
I don't understand the wings on his feet. I don't think I ever will.
No, that's a good question.
But I
think, always get worried they'll get caught on something and just get ripped off.
Yeah, it's just weird for me. And
Achilles
not really,
drama.
Not even really going with like the movie and stuff like that. I think what really does it for me and what makes me want to read more Aquaman was the comic we read where there was all of a sudden a dead baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it just came out of fucking nowhere, and I was like, what in the ever-loving fuck is this? And that's kind of...
Were you not aware of the dead baby beforehand?
I had no idea. Really? I had no idea that there was going to be a dead baby, that there would be a dead baby, and that I just happened to pick up that issue. So
yeah, that was pretty interesting that you just randomly picked up the right? dead baby issue. That was available to us. I kind of feel like that wouldn't be...
You'd
I don't know, just something
it would
about...
be in a dollar box.
I mean, it was an adventure comics from the 70s.
Yeah,
so,
I
mean,
so, I mean, I feel like that cinches it for me as weirder shit happening in those books. But again, old Namor could just be as fucking crazy.
Well,
but I think of my favorite, if I had to pick a favorite, I would pick Aquaman.
See, I always remember that first Submariner we read for the show where it started off with a Hitler quote. Do you remember that?
Yes. What the fuck? That's also, okay, well, again, what the fuck? Two what the fucks.
Yeah, there's a lot of what the fucks going on in the water, heroes.
But yeah, I guess I would go with Aquaman.
Okay.
So, more pairs. Hawkman or Angel?
Okay. All right. I am going to go Well, this is a hard one.
It is a hard one.
Because Hawkman can be very cool and he can also be very lame.
Oh, yeah. Hawkman's entire history is just so fucked up.
And his history is very fucked up. And I think his aesthetic is cool.
Mm-hmm.
However, Angel, and if we're just talking Angel, I mean, I don't know, because we can also go into Archangel.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know if we're also counting Archangel.
There's a caveat
Archangel
there.
Because for me, that when he turns into Archangel, that whole Angel to Archangel thing that goes on, that to me is much more interesting.
Okay, here's where I'm going to base it on, because of my my affinity for the Defenders, and Angel is Defender, so yeah. I'm going with Angel.
Okay, yeah, I would go with Angel as well, just because of that whole Angel to Archangel thing.
Right.
That to me is much more interesting than all the iterations. I mean, Hawkman's had so many. Of course, I don't know them all.
Hawkman looks cooler.
He does.
But Angel's got the more interesting stories.
I agree.
As far as somebody who really enjoys the Defenders, especially the later Defenders of the 80s, and also somebody who I just feel like I have more interest in, like, the stuff from X-Factor, and mm-hmm. like I actually have Mutant Massacre where he gets his wings ripped off or impaled and stuff, and it's like, you know, he's got more interesting story. I just feel there's more of an interesting story, and plus you don't have to go through a bunch of fucking timelines just to figure out what the hell's going on.
Just to figure out which your favorite one is.
So I think I feel like that's definitely where that
was. I go with Angel. So Plastic Man or Mr. Fantastic? This one's easy for me. Plastic Man.
Yeah, Plastic Man.
Fuck Mr. Fantastic. I don't like the Fantastic Four. So I think Reed Richards is kind of an asshole, so.
See, this is actually kind of hard too, because I like Plastic Man. Like, I think I also
like his aesthetic better, like just the way he looks.
Okay, but I like Plastic Man. I think he's okay, you know, in terms of that. But I've never actually wanted to read a comic with him in it. I'm just going to say.
Yeah, but I don't want
to
read a comic.
I would rather read the Fantastic Four comic
really?
Than the Mr. Fan.
Is that because you like the Thing?
No, I just would rather. It's more of a, to me at least, it's more of a cut and dry superhero thing as opposed to Plastic Man. It's kind of more of a cartoony thing. I know that stories that where he does, you know, interact more in a traditional superhero setting. I know that is a thing, but I never really could take him seriously. So I just think that Mr. Fantastic, I mean, I would rather not pick either.
Yeah.
But since we're doing this, I'd rather just pick Mr. Fantastic because I'd rather just be more interested in what the Fantastic Four is doing. You know, although if anything, you know, I'm more interested in the Thing or Johnny, you know, Reed and Sue, I don't give a shit about.
No, nobody cares. So Green Arrow or Hawkeye?
Okay. I'm going to say this. Hawkeye, West Coast Avengers. Mm. That's my pick.
Okay. Mine's Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Definitely like him. I really appreciated that run. Well, I mean, not run, but basically where he was in the 80s and the 90s, where he was just kind of this, like, you know, street level dude, kind of like a Batman, but also really into, like, environmentalism and social justice. And, like, just I felt like he really had such a defined character.
Mm-hmm.
Hawkeye, I don't care about.
See, Hawkeye now, I don't care about as much. I am more of an old school Hawkeye fan in the 80s because of, as I said, West Coast Avengers and solo Avengers and stuff like that. And so I find I'm okay. I just enjoy those stories more.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, I don't know. I think his traditional look is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least it works for me. I don't, like I said, I'm not going to run out though and read, you know, all the fucking volumes of Hawkeye that are out now because, you know, he was in Avengers. I mean, as a movie, as an MCU character, I can.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. No, I hate him as an MCU character.
I don't hate him. I think he's superfluous.
Yeah. He's fucking pointless. And he's also played by fucking Jeremy Renner, who I can't stand.
Yeah. I don't understand your hate for Jeremy Renner.
I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't like him. I don't feel that it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. His role in the Avengers, at least in the cinematic universe, doesn't really make a ton of sense.
Right.
You know? But also, I do like Green Arrow's look from, like, the 80s and 90s when he had the Van Dyke.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I miss... obviously, the Arrow TV show, he does not have that. which is disappointing.
I mean, there's a lot of good Green Arrow stuff.
There is a lot
there's
of good, a lot Green of good Arrow stuff. And there is a lot of good Hawkeye stuff. I've heard that, and I haven't read the whole thing, but I've heard that Matt Fraction's run on the recent one was very, very good.
Yeah, but it doesn't really, I don't know.
But I didn't ever get a chance to read the whole thing. So.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, I mean, Green Arrow, there's a lot of good Green Arrow stuff.
Not just to say fuck Hawkeye. Like, I know that there's good Hawkeye stuff. Yeah. Just, yeah. Black Canary or Black Widow?
I'm going with Black Canary. Only because I, as a Justice League of America person, of a person who's read a lot of those books, and she just happens to come across my radar more. Black Widow, I mean, she's great. She's fine. I mean, not great, but she's fine in the movies. You know, she's, you know, the de facto female hero, I feel.
Yeah, I think this is another one of those. I think I would pick Black Canary just because I know more about her.
Right.
Because I've read more of her, because again, I'm more of a DC person.
Yeah.
So I don't really come across Black Widow that much.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan.
Though I do, you know, I like, at least in the MCU, I enjoy Black Widow. I like the backstory they've given her. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know, her backstory in the comics, the same thing. So, yeah, but I think I'd pick Black Canary just also because she does have a little bit of a superpower with her canary cry,
right,
as where Black Canary is, or
Black Widow.
Black Widow is just another one of those, like, I've been trained to be an assassin people.
Yeah, no, I could. Black Canary is just more on my radar. It's been more on my radar on things, and I don't. I lost my kind of train of thought, but I just don't care much for. I don't know, just Black Widow just doesn't interest me as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's, you know, Black Canary, I mean, you know, she's not my favorite hero, but I mean, there's more stories that I've read with her and stuff with, you know, her and Green Arrow and all that. I mean, you know, and there's also like, what, the cartoon, the Justice League cartoon with the double date one.
Yeah, where she's great.
Which is, that's just an awesome episode. And there's more things of her that I enjoy. You know, and Black Widow is somebody that, like, if I was like an avid Marvel reader, I mean, obviously, I'd be picking a lot of more Marvel people.
I think that's what this really comes down to, because this whole list for me, like, looking at the next two, I'm like, I think out of all of these, I've only picked one Marvel character. And I think that's going to hold true. So the next one is Flash or Quicksilver. And mine is Flash.
Yeah, I'm going with Flash.
Yeah.
Quicksilver is just kind of a sausage.
Yeah.
And I don't... And as far as, like, just an established legacy... You know, I just find the Flash more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like when it comes to speedsters that DC just does a lot, it does it a lot
DC
better.
Does it so much better.
They do it just so much better with the whole thing, and Quicksilver, I don't know, he's just, for me, he's not as interesting.
No, I mean, people like him because, you know, if you're like an X-Men reader and stuff
That's
like that, like you have a lot of... Avengers, so I mean,
yeah.
I guess I could.
Again, that, I think if I were more a Marvel person, this would be a much different answer. But I am more a DC girl, as always.
Yeah.
So the next one is, and the last one, Zatanna or Scarlet Witch? And I'm picking Zatanna.
Really?
Because I know more about her.
Really?
Mm hmm.
Well, I'm going to go with Scarlet Witch only because West Coast Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I've been privy more to stories involving her from the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously her connection to Vision and, you know, and by that way, also Wonder Man, you know, I just, I'm more interested in her. She's somebody that I don't still quite understand what her power is.
Yeah. Her power is weird because it can like change in how powerful she is from like issue to issue.
Yeah.
Like one issue, she can't really do anything. And the next one, she's the most powerful fucking character you can find.
Right. I mean, that's
really bizarre.
That's the thing where it's like, basically, she's got such potential that they just basically say, it's like, oh, well, she could just eradicate all the mutants or something, like which she did.
Yeah.
You know, or she can, you know, make probability. I mean, well, then she could literally do anything. So what's the thing? But right. I mean, I just feel that she's more interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Zatanna's fine. You know,
yeah, I mean, I like Zatanna because obviously, like, she was in the animated series. And she has a big role there in Batman the Animated Series. So she does show up, and I thought she's really great. I also love her connection to Justice League Dark. So you can get all that weird,
right,
paranormal shit in. You know, she's kind of like a gateway to that sort of stuff instead of, like, jumping right into somebody like Constantine.
Well, she was later day Justice League of Detroit kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, she kind of farted around in that sort of circles. So I'm okay with that too.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like that, but I mean, I just feel that, you know, Scarlet Witch makes more sense. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't, at least for the interest that I have, because again, you know, the team she's been a part of and who she's connected to. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's just interesting to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like this. This was a good list.
This was a good list. I also like that, let's see, I think we picked, of this list, I think we only picked three of them.
What,
the same?
What? Yeah. The Flash,
Canary. Black Canary, and
Angel.
That was it. Other than that, we disagree.
Yeah. Well, you know, that doesn't surprise me too.
No.
Considering you're
so DC oriented,
you're much more DC, and I'm, you know, I'm both.
Yeah.
But you know, I definitely have more of a foothold in Marvel than you do.
Yeah.
So.
And Gail Simone actually did put up her own answers. She answers Namor.
Okay.
Hawkman. Plastic Man, Green Arrow, Black Canary, Flash, and Zatanna. She says this is pretty heavily weighted towards DC.
Yeah. I mean, but she's right. I don't know. I feel her on Namor, though. Yeah. I just find him more interesting. I wonder if there's any other one. Did somebody just randomly post a cat?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Cats.
I wonder if anybody else, is there any other ones in the comments that people put that would be good comparisons?
I'm looking.
I kind of like this game.
It's a fun game. No, I'm glad. I don't know. I don't see anybody who's like trying to say, what about this one or this one?
I mean, what would you say? Like,
I mean, you could say something like Black Cat or Catwoman. Obviously, my pick is going to be Catwoman every single time.
Yeah, I'll go Catwoman on that.
You could say... I'm even trying to think, because like the only one that comes to mind, like I'm trying to think of like an old man, because I thought of Wildcat. The only other one I could think of is Wolverine, and obviously I don't even know if that's a just comparison.
It's not.
And it's not, because not only that, but Wolverine would win every time. What other similar...
I'm trying to think of in terms of powers and stuff like that.
I know, so
goes.
Am I.
So like, you know, because I'm trying to think of like who would be, like who's the...
Like who's their version of like...
Well, DC doesn't really have like a Cyclops.
Right.
I mean, maybe they do, but I don't,
not
I can't...
really.
Yeah, I can't really remember... I mean, like, who's their version of Iron Man?
I mean, not real. I was going to say Blue Beetle, but not really, because it's almost like a Batman.
Yeah, it falls
into there.
Kind
of-ish.
Well, here's one. Green Lantern versus Quasar. And obviously, I'm going with Quasar. I mean, I love Green Lantern, but I'm going with Quasar.
I think my question would be, which Green Lantern?
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
It really don't.
Because I'd be like, if it was Hal, I'd be like, eh, I guess Quasar. But if it was like John Stewart, who's my favorite one, I'd be like, John Stewart, Green Lantern.
Well, thank you. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Kyle, doesn't matter if it's Guy. You know, mm-hmm. Guy is great. I mean, Guy to me, though, Guy Gardner is different things. Like, I just like the alien Guy Gardner.
Right.
Like, I don't know why. It's just my favorite. I just enjoy it. And I wish it was still around. Right. And nobody cares.
Sorry, babe.
But yeah, no, that's where I'm feeling this. God, I wish there was more. You know what? How about this? If you have any others, please leave a message, leave a thing on our Facebook.
Yeah, or tweet at us.
You know, send us an email, worstcollectorever@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you on those things, and we would love to discuss those on the air, because I like this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I like being able to justify.
Which one you like?
Yeah. I mean, usually it depends. Again, it's hard to think, because a lot of time, you know, I think once you get past that kind of list and the big ones, you don't really know
right
who's what, you know, who really matches
well,
up.
You could say Swamp Thing or Man Thing.
Oh, yeah. No, Wizard did a thing like this like years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Swamp Thing or Man Thing. I mean, Swamp Thing, obviously. Man Thing is fine.
Mine would also be Swamp Thing.
But Swamp Thing is like infinitely, you know, more layered of a character and just has, I still like Man Thing.
Sure, yeah. Man Thing's great,
And
too.
Then you have what? Doctor Strange and...
Doctor Fate.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Obviously, Doctor Fate.
Right.
I think Doctor Strange is more powerful. As a character?
Probably.
I don't know. You know what? Maybe I'm selling Dr. Fate short. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
I don't
know.
I think you're right, because Dr. Fate should have that same mystic power, blah, 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 blah.
I always feel like Dr. Fate never gets enough due for being more powerful.
Yeah.
Like more. I mean, he's never really portrayed as much of a big deal. And I'm surprised that's not the case, because, you know, you have Dr. Strange, being the sorcerer guy and how important he is. I'm surprised that Dr. Fate, I mean, I don't know, maybe people just don't like him for some, don't latch onto him because he kind of looks very traditional, like, because he's got that mask. I mean, he doesn't have, like Dr. Strange has got, like, the cloak, and you can see his face, and then, I don't know.
I like Dr. Fate's look better.
No, I mean, I prefer Dr. Fate's look.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, people don't really
get into it as much.
Get into it as much, which is why a lot of times he gets overlooked in these discussions. You know, people aren't, I could see that. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just sticking up for him. So
I know.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about our book for this week.
Hey, everybody. I'm Paul Spataro. I don't know if you know me, but I'm a regular on Back to the Bins, along with my friends Dr. Bill Robinson.
Hello.
And Mr. Scott Gardner.
Hey, how's it going?
Andy's been asking us for a promo for the show for the longest time, and Bill has been writing it for the longest time. Bill, you got that promo written yet? Okay, so, anyway, what we do is we review three comic books. We try to do it every week. Usually it's a Marvel, a DC, and a Captain Canuck book for Scott. So, tune in every week to Back to the Bins to listen to our show. You can find us at twotruefreaks.com.
All right, welcome back to Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Captain Marvel, Volume 3, Number 1, from December 1995.
Mm-hmm.
The great year of 1995.
Mm-hmm.
I was a sophomore that year.
Yep, we were 15.
Well, I was going on 16, so.
Yep, soon to be 16.
It was a big year for wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big year for Sean and for track. I was an athlete.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Captain Marvel, number one, the third volume. There's like, oh, God, I just looked it up. 10 volumes of Captain Marvel?
Oh, wow, really?
Because what they do is they put out, like, especially in the past, like, decade, they put out a bunch of Captain Marvel show, you know, book. They put out a Captain Marvel series, and then they cancel it after, or then it gets rebooted, or it ended after like a year. Which, no wonder people don't want to really read comics sometimes.
Right.
When you do shit like that. That annoys me to no end. And it's always annoyed me. It's like, look, either you have a story, you know, and if it does, nobody reads it, you know, then you cancel it.
Right.
That's how it goes, right?
Right.
You know, why do you have to constantly, like, stop a series? You know, I mean, because you can't tell me that, you know, that a Captain Marvel series is not selling well. I don't know. I just feel like it's a very popular character. People are buying the book. Well, then just keep the fucking book.
Yeah.
You know, let it reach, like, issues in the 40s or whatever.
Right.
It just, ah, God, it drives me nuts.
I know.
But
it's frustrating.
They do have a Captain Marvel series out now, thank God, because there's a fucking movie coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yes. So you would certainly hope that.
This is going to drop, and then the Captain Marvel comes out tomorrow. And we're going to go see it. We have tickets. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I mean,
looking
I say
forward to it.
She's a cosmic hero. You know, she's got, I'm a big cosmic guy.
Sure. There's a cat in that movie.
There's a cat. You know, I don't know much. I've read some of the Carol Danvers stuff.
Yeah, I think I feel like I had the first issue.
We have a few issues of that.
Yeah
the few issues of
there's
the,
a couple.
I think like the seventh volume or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've read a few of them. I mean, I'm on board.
Yeah.
You know, I know, but I mean, she's, you know, she's going to be the most powerful hero, one of the most powerful heroes in the movies.
Yep.
And, yeah, I look forward to seeing how it goes. And maybe we'll get some more cosmic shit going. Because, I mean, fuck, you know, why don't we get more cosmic shit?
I know.
And, I mean, Guardians is fine and all, but, you know, Guardians obviously is much more rooted in humanity.
Yeah.
And I like my shit alien as fuck.
That's true.
You know, give me some Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Give me Captain Marvel, you know, the original Marvel. You know,
yeah.
Give me that shit.
Yeah.
You know, I like that stuff. So,
yeah. Well, I feel like this is going to kick off Captain Marvel's release is kicking off to me what looks like three really good months of superhero movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
we've
got March is Captain Marvel. Excited for it. April is going to be Shazam.
Yeah.
Excited for that. And then May, of course, is the Avengers.
Avengers. And then June is Spider-Man, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Or July, yeah. Far From Home.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I mean, we're rocking along.
We are definitely rocking.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm looking forward to that, and we'll see how that all goes. And but yeah, we'll start off with Captain Marvel, and I think it'll do quite well.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it.
I hope it does really well. I mean, not so much to that.
I just hope it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I hope it's a good movie.
I can't see it being a bad movie.
That's the thing. I hope it's, like, a good movie, and I hope it does really fucking well, because I know that there's a bunch of little whiny neckbeards out there being like, there's girls in movies! Downvote. Bombing it on Rotten Tomatoes before it's even come out, because God forbid women are talking.
Well, what was, we were watching the other day when it was, like, women. We watched The Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I forgot we watched The Last Jedi.
That's right, finally. We did. That's a long fucking movie.
Wow, how did I forget just watching The Last Jedi?
We watched it, like, last night.
Yeah. Wow, that, you know, look, yeah, at the start, just real quick.
I'm not a Star Wars person.
I am not as much of a Star Wars person. I'm more of, like, again, the aliens. So, like, I'm more of like, hey, what's that guy doing over there?
Yeah.
You know, who's that guy? Like, if they made a movie just about the aliens on Jabba's skiff.
Sure.
And, like, the ones that are throwing people into Sarlacc. If they made a movie about the Sarlacc pit,
yeah,
I'd go fucking see it.
It'd be
my favorite Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
because I don't give a shit about Han and Leia, whatever. I mean, I'm cool with the Wookiees.
Sure,
you know?
I like a Wookiee.
I'm down with Wookiees. You know, I'm down with, you know, the aliens. I want to know more about them. Shout out to the Gleep Glossary, We Hate Movies, does Patreon.
If you want to hear about Star Wars characters, subscribe to their Patreon.
Yeah, it's fucking great, and I like hearing about that stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's fucking wild.
I like knowing about, like, oh, who's that guy? Yeah, that's how I read comics.
Yeah,
that's how I watch wrestling. I'm like, what's that guy doing?
Who's that random guy standing in the background? Let's find out everything about him.
It's like, fuck John Cena, I want to know what what the colognes are doing.
Yeah.
You know, tell me about, give me all the fucking Puerto Rico wrestling and shit, you know?
Yeah.
For the classic stuff, you know? That's just how I am. And that's why when I read the eight, you know, when the Defenders just have a bunch of random ass dudes, you know? So you got Beast, who, you know, Beast is a popular character, but he's not as popular as, you know, fucking Wolverine.
Right, of course.
So fuck Wolverine. Give me Beast.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
I like Beast better anyway.
Yeah, Beast is awesome. Anyways, so Captain Marvel Volume 3, there was the original Captain Marvel before this.
Yes.
And then...
he died. Dead.
Yeah.
Marvel.
In a very emphatic, very well-done book called The Death of Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Then they did a Volume 2, but for some reason, and it doesn't... It's kind of weird, but that one is based on the Monica Rambeau,
mm-hmm.
the Captain Marvel from the 80s, okay. The white outfit. What they did was they put one out in, like, 1989, and then they put another one out in 1994.
Okay.
And that consists of Volume 2.
That's weird.
It is weird. So, but then this came out, and...
yeah, this is something. It's shiny, too.
Well, it's the first issue.
Look how shiny it is.
Collector's issue.
And all the gold, like, Captain Marvel is written in gold, and it's shiny.
And then you got him exploding his negabands and glow.
And those are shiny.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the gold embossing on the back of his jacket.
Yep.
Also, he has, like, a little sticker on his butt that says, "Kiss me, I'm Kree."
It's weird.
Just a weird placement.
It's just also weird. Like, I don't know why you had to put that there. I just don't know
why it's not an ass tattoo.
Why you even have it in the first place?
I don't know, because it's not just on the cover. It's in the actual book.
Oh, wait, it is?
Yes, I'll show it to you. There's one thing where he's flying through space and you can see it on his ass.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That frustrates me.
At first I just thought, oh man, it's just the cover, and no, it's not.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll throw this book out.
Yeah. Also, he has white hair on the cover, but he is a blonde.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. But basically, Captain Marvel, this Captain Marvel is his name is Jenis.
He is the original Captain Marvel's son.
Right. So Captain Marvel, but he's not, because Captain Marvel fucked.
Wait. What is he like?
He's like a Damien clone.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay. So
was he birthed in the belly of a whale?
Space whale.
A space whale?
Space whales. Ooh, space whales.
Space whales.
Marvel, do that right now. Space whales.
Also give Sean action figures for your space whales comic.
Yeah, just put out a book called Space Whales and just be like, and that's where, and they create superheroes occasionally, and they're like, they're going through space, and they're like, and then a superhero comes out of the spout. I guess I'm going to this planet now.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel had a girlfriend named Elysius.
Sure.
Elijahs or whatever. And so Captain Marvel died of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm really lonely and I'm sad. What they did, but since she's, from Titan, she was living on Titan. She's a Titan. She's from.
Did he freeze his sperm?
Something. I don't know exactly how it was made.
I mean, he had the sea. That is something they recommend you do.
Maybe he did. I don't. You know what? Here's the thing. I have his first appearance. This one's first appearance.
Yeah.
I haven't read it in a while, so I don't know exactly. But basically, they took genetic material from Captain Marvel, from Mar-Vell, and created Genesvel.
Yeah.
And they aged him to adulthood and kept him secluded.
So this is the island now?
Yes. Yes. Michael Bay. So they aged him to adulthood, and now he's. And so basically.
So is he also like 4 years old, but like aged to adulthood?
You know,
because it doesn't actually say, like, I get the impression that he is a young man.
Yeah, he's
like,
a youngster.
In his early 20s.
Uh-huh.
But if he has been aged to adulthood, how old is he actually, chronologically?
Right. I don't know. I mean, he's an alien. He is of alien origin, so it's hard to. Determine how people are, how old those aliens are. But so basically, that's his deal. And then they introduced him to the Nega Bands that were his father's or whatever. And he's using those to, he's
do things
to be a super. He's going to be, take the mantle of his father. But, he doesn't want to be that yet.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Because this is basically like, hey, man, he went away to college.
And yeah.
He's trying to find out who he is.
He's out in those Rumspringa.
Yeah, this is really what this is. It's
Captain Amish.
Yeah.
So basically, we're hearing about the...
I do want to say real quick that there are parts of this book that I find very strangely worded.
Yeah, the syntax is a bit off.
The syntax is off. I don't know if the editing wasn't all there, but there's some stuff where you're like, wait, what?
Well, Fabian Nice Nicieza wrote this.
Well, Jesus Christ, he always shows up at this fucking show.
I think we're just doing his books now.
I think he's just like an honorary member of Worst Collection Ever.
Oh, good. Well, he did like something I tweeted, or I think
I know, but I feel bad too because I'm just like, you wrote this shitty, and then he's like, I'm like, oh, sorry.
Well, maybe.
But it doesn't make sense. I don't know if somebody didn't edit this properly.
I blame the editor. I blame maybe he was just writing this because there's a lot going. There's a lot that he's getting through in this.
Yeah.
So
it could be the editor. It also could be. They drew the boxes and didn't have enough room to do the lettering. So, but again, there are some questionable syntaxes in here. Anyway.
So we start off on a planet called Calculex. And basically, they're looking at Captain Marvel and he is...
Well, it's like they're on Calculex. Apparently, Calculex is a place where not the smartest people live.
Uh-huh.
Nobody even broke 100 on their SATs, which apparently they have concept of the SATs.
Space SATs. Space aptitude test.
And there's a lot of narration boxing from who we don't know.
Yeah, I'm actually confused by that.
I don't know who it is from.
I think it's just like
sort of a general.
It's the unreliable narrator.
It really is. It's third person narrator. And there's a bar.
It's Ron Howard.
That is owned by, what is that guy's name?
So there's this bar. They're in a bar named owned by Glib. Who owns Grog and Grub Bar and Grill. And he's got these waitresses. One who is a horse woman.
Basically, but a sexy horse woman.
Sexy.
She has a sexy body, but basically it's like. Those horse masks people wear?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Just a lady in a horse mask, and then there's, like, this other waitress, but they're affectionate. Very affectionate.
Oh, yeah.
It's specifically told. So they go into a drug den.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, look at all this party. And there's just drug paraphernalia everywhere. There's tubes to tie off your arm. There's hydraulic needles. There's bottles. Yeah, it's gross.
Tubes.
And you're like, ew. So he is here in his shredded costume next to these two babes, but everybody's clothed. So I'm assuming nobody had that great of a time. But there's a lot of drugs everywhere. So he's a junkie, basically.
Also, so anyways, I just noticed this here.
Bottom
here, there's this blurb. So the Stanley presents Captain Marvel in Junior Achievement. And then as the box here says, he's back again because no one demanded it. Well, you already paid for this sucker, so keep reading. All right.
Okay.
Whatever.
So
I mean, Captain Marvel, you could Captain Marvel is like a name, like a hero, name of a hero that you can coast on.
Oh, yeah. People are always going to buy
it. Which is why there's been fucking 10,000 volumes of it.
The people are always going to buy it. So the waitresses and the bar owner, like, get him up. And they're like, come on, man, it's time to get up. And then he wins the puke race
He has the Sloan breakfast.
Is that what that's called?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Me and Benny used to say it was the Sloan breakfast, because, like, Benny would be like, oh, yeah, people get passed down Sloan. They wake up and they go, in the morning, they go, bleh, you know, when they're in the park. And then Benny's like, oh, it's a Sloan breakfast. I don't know. I always enjoyed the word Sloan breakfast, the phrase Sloan breakfast. I always wanted to be like, go to like a diner and be like,
I'll have the Sloan breakfast.
And the
isn't
waiters,
that just a garbage plate?
No, that's in Rochester.
But you could. So that's the Rochester breakfast?
Be breakfast.
Because that's 3 o'clock in the morning when you're wasted. You're eating a fucking garbage plate like a monster.
Yeah, you could die from that.
Yeah. You could.
You could die.
I don't understand.
I'm glad I didn't actually live in Rochester, because I probably would have done that quite a few times.
Well, we ended up trying to find the garbage truck in L.A.,
which
is a place that serves garbage plates. And garbage plates, I don't even know how to... It's just a bunch of food.
Garbage are basically like a shit ton of like home fries, and they mix in a bunch of like eggs and, you know, or depending what you want, like eggs, sausage, you know, or mac and cheese. Like, it's basically just a bunch of
shit. It's garbage.
It's literally like taking all your food at a party and just be like,
and throwing it in a pile. And like,
and then your friends go, man, what are you eating, man? And you go, I'm eating all my food. And they look at you weird.
Yeah. It's one of those things that, like, I had, and I was like, if I were drunk, this would be awesome. But sober, this is upsetting.
Yeah, sober, it's
upsetting.
Kind of a thing where a lot of people are like, yo, bro, I can't wait to eat a hard garbage plate. And then you immediately regret it.
Yeah, no.
But if you're drunk, you don't really notice the difference.
No, if you're drunk, I bet it's the best thing you've ever fucking had.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I know. He also, another good phrase me and Benny would come up with, the Cheektowaga scream.
Oh, God.
Or the Lancaster lunch.
Oh, so what is a Cheektowaga scream?
Well, it's the same thing as a Sloan breakfast. We just came up with these fun names for vomiting. The Depew dinner. We would name them after city, you know, the area, you know, the towns.
Okay.
The Depew dinner.
Okay.
You know?
That's very interesting. I can't say that we ever came up with names for things that had anything to do with our geographic location.
I just remember coming up, and I don't know. It's always stuck with me. I don't think anybody else does it today, but, you know, because if I'm like, hey, Sloan, if I went up to somebody in Sloan, I was like, hey, Sloan breakfast, they'd be like, what?
Well, yeah. It was only a thing you and Benny knew what it was.
Yeah, I know. But, so he throws up, and also this guy, this bar owner, kind of looks like a mixture of Pip the Troll and Hercules from this era.
Yeah, I can see that.
So he's not, he's something about his look. I'm like, he looks familiar.
Yeah, so then we, like, go back a couple of days.
Yeah, we jump back.
So this is one of the things that, like, we jump back a couple days, I think 9 days. Subtract 9 days. Okay, so we subtracted 9 days.
Why do you gotta say it like that?
That's the thing. Well, here's what I don't like. So we're talking about this place where a bunch of people on the planet Calculax go to hang out, okay? And it's called the Halva Center.
Uh-huh.
So it says, Halva Center is where the very few on Calculax who have come to congregate, period.
I think somebody missed a word.
Yeah.
Fabian, please write in.
What the fuck does... So that's why I'm saying, like, maybe there wasn't enough room in this box, but there's a word or something missing. There's weird context here. So there's this place. This is where everybody hangs out. And
Captain Marvel stops a purse snatching.
Yeah, there's a purse snatching, and there's these two monsters, and Captain Marvel floats over because he's just floating.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, guys, monsters, give me that purse back, because if not, I'm going to, like, send you to the doctor, and he's going to get, like, 50 credits richer.
Yeah, if he sends them to the doctor, they just, like, chop them up.
Well, that's what I mean. Is he going to dissect these people? Is that what he's threatening?
Does he have the authority to do that?
Apparently. So they give him back the purse, and he's like, yeah, it's not worth that kind of ouch. And you're like, all right, whatever. So then as that's happening, this guy shows up.
Well, first of all, there's a space dog in here.
Yeah, space dog licks his face, and then we have, like, a joke about Captain Marvel being like, oh, I haven't had my face look like that for a while, but she was a dog too.
Hey, man.
Ugly bitches.
Hey, man, I'm Captain Marvel. I fucking party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then...
Again, college child.
So Captain Marvel, some Kree general shows up and he's like, hey, basically he's
his
like...
His outfit is very, I actually like it a lot. It's like white, but with like touches of magenta.
Oh yeah, that's what the Kree does, man.
I appreciate this. They
kind of have like their general, like their military outfits, like the standard Kree look.
Yeah. I like it. It's
yeah,
cool.
It's
like
very, it's something about the colors and stuff. It's very cool.
Mm.
So, yeah,
he also has a little goatee.
Yeah, no,
he's got a goatee. Yeah, it's 1995.
In space, they know soul patches.
Yeah, it is 1995, so don't you worry. This guy's got a goatee.
In space, no one could hear you soul patch. So,
do you think, do you remember when everybody went through, a goatee phase, but it wasn't quite as big as beards are now?
I had a goatee phase.
Oh, man.
Back in the early aughts.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody did.
Yeah.
Especially when you were, a new metal guy.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing. I had to look like something. I had to stand with my new metal brothers by keeping my chin beard. I didn't have a neck beard.
It's just the goatee. So it's just there on the But this one's the one where it doesn't. This guy's goatee does not have the mustache component.
It's just when you have
the fur on your chin.
It's like a it's like
an old woman who hasn't plucked.
I was gonna say he's trying to rock a Fred Durst here.
Oh yeah, he had one of those.
I think this is Fred Durst.
Maybe
Space
is.
Durst.
Is that Space Durst?
Space Fred Durst. The Kree.
Is he gonna start singing like a version of Roland?
Keep Kree and Kree and Kree. Because the Kree love Limp Bizkit.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Actually, that would be great if that's what ends up in the Captain Marvel. Because it's supposed to be based in the 80s, but then they jump to the 90s, and it's like, the Kree love Limp Bizkit! And, Fred Durst is, the supreme intelligence.
Oh, man, what if Fred Durst really is Kree?
That's the new thing, yep.
Yep.
That's it. That's happening.
Yep. That's true now.
Somehow, can we please get... Fred Durst involved in the Marvel universe.
No.
Fred Durst has an Instagram account where he just stands in front of a car. That's
a single car? Like the same car?
Sometimes.
Oh, I was just hoping every single day he posts a different picture of him standing in front of the exact same car.
I think he stands in front of other cars.
And that would be art.
It is kind of art. It is.
No, if it was the same fucking car, especially if it was a Chrysler, a 92 Chrysler or something stupid, and he's just standing in front of it.
It's just a minivan.
Yeah, it's just like a fucking station wagon with wood on it.
Let's look up Fred Durst on Instagram.
And every single day just posts a picture of him wearing different clothing, standing in front of, in the exact same spot with the exact same face.
Because it's a verified account, too. Oh, yeah, see, Fred Durst, okay. Oh, no, they're just pictures of cars.
Oh, these are old
cars, but they're
cars,
like boats.
Too. And yeah, there's a lot of wood paneling in here. Look, that's that station wagon with the wood paneling. No, I would like a picture of him in front of these, just standing in front of the same car every single day.
He has 174,000 followers, and they're just pictures of station wagons. I kind of like Fred Durst now.
With wood paneling.
When was the last time he posted something? Oh, February 24th. Yeah, so he's keeping up on it. Yeah,
they're all station wagons. Okay.
Yeah.
That is kind of art.
Oh, maybe he will show up at the Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they're like, station wagons were in the 80s. Might be hey, let's go find the station wagon guy. Because we need a space station wagon. It's Fred Durst. And he's like, look at all these pictures I have of station wagons. Soon, in the future, in 30 years of the future, I'll be able to put these on a thing called the internet. And you'll be able to read it on your phone. On my dial-up? On my rotary phone? No.
Nope, not even going to try to explain it to you.
And that bit goes on for 15 minutes.
Oh, always.
Because Captain Marvel's actually 5 hours long. And they have to include all of Fred Durst explaining the future.
I like it.
I like this. Can't wait for it. So anyways, this Kree general's like, yo, we found this bomb somewhere.
We know you're Captain Marvel's son.
We know you're Captain Marvel's son, and you have Negabands, and we need your Negaband technology to defuse this bomb. That
a whole bunch of people are going to die.
Because the Negabomb, when the Kree and the Shi'ar were fighting.
Yeah.
They, the Shi'ar let off a Negabomb.
Yeah.
And a fucking, or maybe, I know.
A lot
I
of people
know,
died.
But a lot of people died from this bomb. They're like, yo, same kind of stuff. and it's going to mess us up, so we need your help. And he's like, fine. So then we jump ahead to the current, and
they're like, hey, we're back at the bar. They give him basically hair of the dog, which apparently is very hot.
Yep.
And they're to wake him up, and they're like, man, he's like, I know why you brought me here. You want to know if what you heard is true, that I killed 20,000 people. And they're like, well, yeah, we want to know if that's true. And he's like, yep, murdered all those people.
Yep. Yep.
And he feels bad. It's not like he did it on purpose. He feels bad. So he is flying.
High five.
High five. He's really happy about it. So he is flying through space, trying to get to this whatever, because he's like, hey, man, I hope you have a map.
Oh, is this where he get to see this fucking sticker?
Not this one. Maybe the next.
Yeah, because I got to see this. I'm kind of mad about this.
There.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And he's flying.
Did somebody put it on him and he didn't know?
I think he put it there himself. He sewed that onto the back of his pants like it's a fucking jean jacket.
What a jerk.
So
I mean, I thought that was just like a little gimmick for the cover. It's like, but no,
I didn't do it. Then I saw this panel. It's really there. So he is flying around and he like misses a turn or something because he's lost and he doesn't know how to navigate. And then he sees like a ship coming and he's like, man, maybe I can get a ride on this ship.
Well, real quick though, we do hop onto the Kree. Ship
so
where it's
dad.
The Kree and the Shi'ar are there, and so basically he's like, well, I thought the Kree don't like my father because basically Captain Marvel, his father turned against the Kree, and became like a bigger universal hero. But Captain Marvel, but they've always held him accountable, and so in this case though they're like, well, what do you want with me? You don't like my father, why would you like me? And he's like, well, we need your help because of this technology. But it turns out that the Kree, these Kree people are trying to set him up, with his bomb. And so he catches a ride on this ship on some space warrior babe. Is she even wearing pants?
I'm not sure. I think it's just a lot of ribbons.
I was saying, because they're kind of, okay, I can see it's brown, but for a second there, I thought she was just like nude.
Yeah, and she's got like four arms.
Oh, she does have four arms.
Yeah, she's got four arms. And
a lot of sexy aliens in this one.
Yeah, but she's only there for a second, because then we start talking to this like other lady who's really sexy, but like wearing like a weird
helmet.
Well,
these are the Shi'ar.
Yeah.
These are the Shi'ar.
And I guess
generals.
That's the commander of the ship or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you need to get this bomb out of here. And he's like, well, why don't we just let it blow up? He's like, well, even a small one will like disrupt the time continuum and nobody can live here for a million years or whatever.
So here's
he's kind of he doesn't know anything.
So they check.
I mean, that's kind of the thing. He has no idea what's going on.
He's extremely novice. He's extremely naive and young and just doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. But they gave him these powerful weapons, and he's like, literally says, "I just point and things go boom."
Yeah, it's like works for me.
Yeah,
so fucking cool, man. And you're just like, you're confusing arrogance or confidence with arrogance,
right?
Like, you think you're confident, you're just being an arrogant dick.
Well, then we also get this thing here, which kind of...
This part doesn't make any sense. So he's, like, talking to these people about defusing this bomb, and then all of a sudden these two dudes break in who, like, hate the Shi'ar.
Well, they check his burn, or his,
bands
for some reason, and they find out there's some sort of traits around there, and a bunch of these Kree rebels show up with guns, like a bunch of fucking jacked up fucking... mercenaries.
Yeah, they're just, and then there's just one panel here where it's like they live because he decides they should, but he just blasts them.
They just, but I mean, they're all in space. Like, were they on the ship before?
That's what
did
I mean,
they?
Because now he's on a ship, and I'm like, but are they unconscious? You don't see.
I mean, he disables them, but I'm like, where the hell did they come from?
Well, not where the hell did they come from. Where the hell did they go?
I don't know.
He just
maybe
blasts.
He sold them to the doctor so they could be dismembered.
I mean, there's only one panel where he blasts them, and it's like they live because he decides they should. And he literally just turns around and goes back. The next panel, he's going back to talk to the people.
It's probably, I mean, they probably imprisoned them somewhere on the ship.
I know,
but
like, you don't see any of that. You don't even see them, like, laying on the ground. He just blasts them,
yeah,
and then he's back doing what he was doing.
I don't know why why this was even here, because it's like, you know what it is? It was kind of like they went, well, he's not doing enough here. Like, he's not really doing any action stuff.
Yeah,
so let's get him.
Somebody needs to get blasted.
And this is the first issue, so let's show. Like, these guys just show up literally out of nowhere,
and they get dispatched just as quickly. It
right.
doesn't. It literally is pointless. It has no bearing on what actually happens.
Yeah.
So then he's like, okay, cool. I'm going to use my little beams or my neg bands to move this thing. And this guy has to explain to him how to do it because he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I think I figured it out. Well, guess what? He blows the whole fucking thing up.
Yeah, he blows it up. And I imagine it's a lot like that scene where the Capitol blows up in Batman v Superman. And Superman just standing there looking like he smelled a fart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
When the guy in the wheelchair explodes.
Oh, God. I will forever be angry that they cut the one scene that made that scene make sense.
Right?
Which is the one where they explain that his wheelchair was lined with lead. And you're like, that's why he didn't see it. But when that's not there, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with Superman that he didn't notice?
Yeah, he just sucks. Yeah, and so now we cut back to the current time, and he's having a sob.
We're in the bar.
Yeah, we're in the bar, and he's basically having a young rage, and then but his Pip Hercules is like, yo, you were set up. Here's a DVD of you being set up.
Also, how this guy would ever have this information, I don't even
know. Well, they are in the shady space.
Sure. Whatever, but he's like, hey, here it is. Here's you getting fucked.
Here's you getting fucked.
Yo, bro, you getting fucked on DVD.
Yo, bro, DVD, man. You getting fucked, volume one.
It's like
Girls Gone Wild, but you getting fucked, and it's just...
People getting set up.
Just people getting set up. It's like,
oh man, it's kinda...
Actually, that'd be great if you just sell like a bunch of series like people getting fucked, and it's just people getting set up and shit.
Well, what was that fucking Ashton Kutcher show?
What, Punked?
Yeah.
It's Space Punked.
It's Space Punked, except people die.
Yeah, I know. Surprised that never happened on a Punk where it's just like
20,000 people died. Ashton Kutcher comes out. He's like, yo, you've been punked. There's bodies everywhere.
Yo, we're trying to defuse a bomb and you got punked.
Do you think that's what's going to happen?
It's like that episode of that new episode of the X-Files where everybody's running out of the building on fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
just Ashton Kutcher's like, yo, and then Mulder's like, Scully, I think we got punked.
Well, I was actually going to say, do you think that's what's going to happen at the end of the Trump administration?
Oh, we got punked?
Where Ashton Kutcher's going to rip off a Trump mask and be like, oh, you all been punked!
Oh.
And we all literally murder him just instantly.
Yeah, yeah.
The outpouring of just anger murders Ashton Kutcher. And that's how he dies.
Wikipedia entry. Death. Ashton Kutcher was stomped to death by America for impersonating Trump and punking us
for four years. It's a commitment to a role, though.
Hey, well, you know, he's an actor.
Yeah.
So
best performance.
Basically, that's how it ends. He's like, yo, you got set up.
If I'm going to find anything about me, about my dad, about why I've been set up, about the Kree, I got to go to Earth.
Yep.
And you're like, what? Okay, I mean... Wouldn't you want to go somewhere else?
You can go to Earth. Because Captain Marvel had a relationship with Earth.
Sure.
Yeah. He lived in Denver for a bit.
Yeah, how'd that go for him?
He liked it.
Oh, good.
So he did. He was like, oh, this is a nice place. Literally, I have to have that issue. It's one of the issues where he's just like, I'm in Denver. This is pretty nice. And then he goes back to space.
Are there cows?
No, sadly not.
Does he go to the National Western Stock Show?
Does he? Yeah, maybe he goes to Second and Charles. Kind of great, Captain Marvel.
I'm assuming he was there before.
Maybe he goes to Mile High, because Mile High was around then.
Mile High was around then, but I think it was just in some guy's basement at that time.
Captain Marvel, go shopping. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, so that's how this ends. And then the next issue, this is the blurb, and it confuses me.
That's stupid.
Rick Jones, Old Bones, Brass Stones, 8 Brews, 3 Clues, and 1 Slow Stew.
Whatever, I don't know.
And and then we even get like what's supposed to be the letters page, but it's just the first issue. We don't have any letters, so we just have kind of like Fabian talking about Fabian Nicieza talking about the about him, how he got this to be. This book came about, and then we get some a glossary of space slang.
Oh yeah,
and what was at one point? We caught this. So Captain Marvel's like,
oh yeah, I did catch it, where he was like, hey, I'm gonna help you defuse this bomb, but first I gotta go take a dump.
Yeah, literally, he goes, I gotta go to the flusher, but I'll be back to my shelt. And they're like, and they say flusher, take a wild guess, and then shelt, it's like shelter, slang for home or place of residence. So literally, this is a superhero book where the superhero is like, "Yo, I gotta take a shit."
Yeah.
And then he comes back, but for sad, you know, it's such a weird.
It's a weird book.
It's a weird book. This only lasted for like 6 or 7 issues.
I can't imagine why.
But then they rebooted it with another Captain Marvel series issue because he went. So this character, this Jettis,
yeah,
he eventually went insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then
was it from all the drugs?
Maybe space drugs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The space heroin.
The space smack.
Space smack.
Space balls.
No, it's definitely a space
I'm
ball.
I'm doing space balls.
That's just a speed ball, but in space.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Hey, man, that'd be great. That'd be great if they were just like, he's been doing space balls. They're speed balls, but they're in space. He did them all. But basically he goes insane and he ends up like joining the Thunderbolts at some point, and then he gets too powerful or whatever. So Baron Zemo, like, somehow sends him to the dark force of a dimension and he can't be regenerated or something. I don't know. He's technically dead.
Okay.
But, you know, you never know when he'll come back.
Never. Nobody liked him. He had a stupid sticker on his ass.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm disappointed that just wasn't a gimmick for the cover.
I thought it was.
I would prefer it was, because why has he got a fucking sticker on him?
Well, I'm assuming it's a patch.
Well, whatever.
He bought it at his universe's version of Hot Topic, and he sewed it into the back of his tights.
Ooh, Space Topic.
Space Topic.
I know. I just like calling anything that has to do with space. You know, it's like, oh, what is
just
this?
Put the word space in front of it.
Put the word space in front of it because you didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So, So that's how this book ends, and that's Captain Marvel #1, volume 3 from December 1995. Would you want to read the next issue of this?
No.
Yeah, you know what? I'm good. I mean, it sucks because I like Captain Marvel, and I feel like I should be more invested in.
Well, I feel like if I'm going to read Captain Marvel, I would rather either read
the classic Captain Marvel
classic, or I'd want to go read, you know, some of the Carol Danvers stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if I have so many to choose from, he is not my first choice.
You have so many better Captain Marvel options.
Yeah, exactly.
Than this.
Yeah. So. Given the choice, it would not be this one.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but we'll go see Captain Marvel tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And then see how it goes.
I wonder if there's any Captain Marvel themed drinks.
Well, they don't do that at the theaters we go to.
At Draft House?
Oh, Draft House, right. We're going to Draft House.
We're going to Draft House.
Oh, that's very exciting. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Ooh, how do they have a Captain Marvel burger?
They might have Captain Marvel menu. We'll see.
Captain Marvel. Kree.
There could be a Kree drink and it would be blue.
It's with a creamy sauce, a creamy aioli on your.
It would be like spaghetti with creamy sauce.
Hey, I would put it on there. I'd be like, I would fucking swing for those fences.
Absolutely.
And I would be like, sold. Bring me 2. Don't forget your spaghetti and cream balls. Spaceballs. Ooh, okay. Well, actually, I'm looking forward to it because at the
Draft House.
Yeah, they have like this weird like pre-roll of just like random videos and stuff and commercials. The RoboCop one was a lot of fun.
The RoboCop one was a shit ton of fun.
Well, they also had one for Halloween too.
Yeah, for Halloween. But the RoboCop one was fucking crazy because it was like all these like weird like ads he showed up in Japan. And
yeah.
People dressed as him at birthday parties and shit, like just weird fucking bizarre off the wall stuff. And the one they did for Halloween was like that too. That one was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And they also had something like that a little bit for the Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Cause we've only seen like those three movies there, I think.
Yeah. Cause they have weird show times.
Yeah, they do.
They have weird show times and it's been unfortunate that we haven't been able to get down there more often.
But I'm looking forward to this. Okay.
Yeah, I like the Draft House a lot.
So, all right. Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever and email the show worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you get this show. And tell your friends about this show. Let us know. Or let them know. Then let us know that you told them.
Yeah.
I would really dig that. And I know Jen would, too.
Yeah.
so would our cats. I know, we'll tell them too.
Yeah, we'll let
them. If you tell your friends about the show, we'll tell our cats. We'll give our cats a treat.
Our cats will be so fat.
Yes. Yeah, make our cats fat. I'll make our cats fat. All right, folks. Well, thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.